From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And in a few minutes, immigration appears to be the big issue in the race to represent Colorado's 6th congressional district in the House. We'll check in.
But let's go to Iraq right now, where an end to violence seems about as possible as a new government. Islamic militants continue to hold on to large parts of the north and the west of the country. In Baghdad, Iraqi political leaders are no closer to forming a new government than they were yesterday when those talks in parliament to do just that erupted in chaos after half an hour. NPR's Alice Fordham is in Baghdad. And Alice, what's it like right now? What are you seeing?
I think one trend that we have seen emerge, which is, I think, telling about what's happening, is infighting on both sides. Okay, so, you know, broadly what's happening in Iraq is that there's a big Sunni-backed insurgency that's taking over a lot of the country, which is being fought by Shiite-led security forces, backed up by Shiite militias. But there's infighting on both sides. In terms of the Shiite, there was a renegade cleric in the holy city of Karbala who last night tried to storm one of the shrines and had to be fought off by Iraqi security forces. On the Sunni side, after the declaration of a neo-medieval Islamic state by the most extreme Sunni militants who were fighting to take over the country, there was a lot of pushback from their former allies. And it's just all contributing to a general feeling of chaos that the center cannot hold, that the state is really sort of collapsing here.
You mentioned this battle in Karbala. The renegade cleric was a Shia, but the Iraq security forces that were battling with his forces were also Shia. So that's a Shia on Shia battle.
Precisely, yes. So the security forces are not entirely Shia, but they are Shia-dominated and they're controlled by a Shia-dominated government. Mm-hmm. And they have been very much engaged in pushing against what is generally a Sunni-led insurgency, precisely.
What about what's going on in Mosul, where the Islamic State, formerly known as ISIS, has taken over the city and is trying to get it up and running and under their control? You've been hearing reports from there.
So, as I described, there's a fair amount of infighting within the Sunni-led insurgency that's taken over large parts of the country. But in Mosul, I think it's fair to say that the Islamic State, this al-Qaeda renegade offshoot, really does have quite strong control. They've issued a detailed charter for the city, laying out the kind of harsh interpretation of Islamic law that they're planning to implement there. And in recent days, we've heard reports from residents that they have raided the houses of Shiite Muslims who have mostly fled, and that they have started to implement Islamic law slowly, such as starting to ban smoking in cafes, but also that they are working to get things like hospitals operating again with a combination of carrots and sticks, promising to pay salaries to doctors if they come to work and threatening to lash them if they don't.
Well, that's quite compelling.
I think the people of Mosul probably feel the same way. I mean, what people say there is that they're caught between two equally frightening options. You know, a lot of people there are afraid of the future in terms of this Islamic State that is being set up there. They're also afraid that the kind of international community is moving together to deal with this threat. And they see United States forces, Iranian forces, Iraqi security forces concentrating their efforts on how to take back Mosul after 10 years of some of the most brutal fighting, which happened in Mosul. You know, this is a really benighted city. I think people there are just are more afraid of the consequences than they are of, you know, having smoking banned.
Any idea of where this goes and how soon it goes? We saw the parliament adjourn yesterday without picking any new leaders. Any idea how soon that might happen?
Well, the parliament has drawn a lot of criticism for foot dragging. You know, the United Nations envoy here really criticized them yesterday. He said politicians have to realize that this is not business as usual. And a lot of Iraqis say also that they have very little faith in the political class. Before the parliament can properly form following elections which happened more than 2 months ago, they have to pick a prime minister, a president, and a speaker, which they're likely to announce in one grand political bargain. And they haven't done it. You know, they adjourned yesterday after lots of arguments and kind of undignified squabbling over what seemed like small issues when the country is falling apart. And the politicians that I spoke to afterwards, you know, they say, well, maybe in a week or in 2 weeks, we might come up with something. But as I mentioned, last time they had to form a government, it took 10 months. There's very little sense of urgency when you talk to these people.
NPR's Alice Fordham in Baghdad. Alice, thanks as always.
You're welcome.